Sparky to leave. I know he could only live with us when we trained him, but I love him now.
But if you can let Sparky go, he can help someone who needs him very badly. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening. My name is Zach. Have you ever had to give up your tablet to entertain a crying younger sibling? Or maybe stop playing video games for a while just to help your parents with chores? It's not always easy or fun to give something up to help another person, but that's exactly what Jesus did for you on the cross. If you're a Christian, you're called to imitate his sacrifice, just like it says in Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. Follow God's example and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. Our story for Sunday, it's called Goodbye, Sparky. Mom, I don't want Sparky to leave, exclaimed Sarah. He's part of our family. Sparky was a service dog, and they had been fostering and training him until he was ready to leave and be rehomed. Please let him stay, Sarah begged. Why can't we keep him? Mom gently held her daughter's hand. Sparky's soft brown eyes looked up at them both. He sat down beside them, wagging his tail, sensing they were troubled. I'm sorry, sweetheart, but no, we can't keep him. Sparky is a very special dog with an important job to do. We've been blessed to have him with us, but it's time for him to move on and be a blessing to someone who needs his help. Sarah stormed up to her bedroom. Sparky followed. Hugging him, she sobbed and said, I'm going to miss you so much. I'll always love you. Then she whispered a prayer. Dear Jesus, please help me do this. When James, the dog handler in charge, came to collect Sparky the next morning, Sarah's eyes were stinging and red. It's okay to cry, said James. I know you're heartbroken about losing Sparky. You and your mom have done a wonderful job looking after him. Now, by letting him go, you're helping a blind man who needs him. Sparky will change his life, and you'll be free to foster and train another dog for someone else who needs help. Tears streaming down her face, Sarah waved goodbye to Sparky as he left. Once inside, Mom hugged her. I'm so proud of you. You've been brave and unselfish. I know how difficult this is for you, but your sacrifice has given a man hope. Mom smiled at her. That's like what Jesus did for us. He made a much bigger sacrifice when he died on the cross so we could have the hope of eternal life with him. I prayed and asked him to help me do this, and he did, said Sarah. But it still hurts. She dried her eyes. Can we pray for Sparky and the blind man? Mom nodded, and as they prayed, Sarah's heart was at peace. Even though letting go of Sparky was difficult, she knew Jesus would use him to help someone in need. Well, how about you? Have you ever made a sacrifice for someone? Though it can be very hard, letting go of something so someone else can be blessed by it is one way to show people God's love. God loves us so deeply that Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice on the cross so we could be saved and have eternal life. He can help you let go of something when it's hard so that you can bless others. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 3.
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves.
And here's our key thought for Sunday. Trust God to help you bless others. If you want an easy way to make time for God every single day, then ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen to Keys for Kids wherever you have an Echo device, like in the kitchen when you're eating lunch or at bedtime just before you go to sleep. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.